The Violence Prevention Center in Grand Marais has been working to eliminate domestic and sexual violence in the community for more than 25 years. Joining us now is the center's director, Jody Ahasey, and her colleague, Mary Beth Wilkes. Good morning, ladies, and welcome to you both.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk. It's the holiday season.
It is.
That can be really good, but it can also be kind of stressful for folks. Maybe talk a little bit about how that affects what you guys do and what you see and folks in the community.
Sure. Well, Jody and I have been talking about this a lot lately. With the holidays, they can be really great and they can be really stressful. And we've been talking a lot about the importance of just being mindful in how we approach people, how we communicate, and how our actions affect those around us. So in November, I attended the Minnesota Victim Assistance Academy training in St. Cloud, Minnesota. And we talked about a whole bunch of things, but one thing that really stood out to me was there was a presentation about the power of positive words and positive thinking. And so one of the stats that was thrown out there was that basically we have adapted to have a negativity bias, which means that we perceive negative stimuli a whole lot more clearly than positive ones. So if you think about that, you know, when you get a compliment or many, many compliments, people tend to just be like, oh, yeah, thanks, whatever. But when you get one negative comment or criticism, you tend to hold on to that and take that a lot more seriously. So just how that translates is we need 5 positive comments to have the same emotional effect as 1 negative comment.
5?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So, and, you know, it's an adaptation, so it's meant to keep us safe. So up here, if you're, you know, being chased by a wolf, you want to recognize that quickly and be able to react accordingly. But in day-to-day life, it becomes clear that hurtful words can be really damaging. So that just kind of takes us back in this time when we're with a lot of family, we're doing a lot of gatherings and everything, to be mindful in how we approach communicating with others. And that we really want to, you know, while it may be tempting when your little 2-year-old cousin is screaming because he's had too much sugar to snap at him, you know, just taking a second and asking if that's really necessary and thinking about the effect that has.
I would think it would also be a good time to think about trying to put more positive thoughts out there and more positive statements out there. Okay, 5, that just seems 5-1, that seems crazy. But I guess, you know, when you think about how often you don't say if things are going smoothly, you don't say anything, and if things are going well, you don't say anything. But when something bothers you,
right,
then the negative thing is what trips you to say something, and then that's what folks remember. And so it just becomes like you said, it's an adaptation, right. It's just easier to
absolutely. So I think it's really good to just keep that in mind and focus on trying to spread some positivity.
You said, you know, the stressors of the holiday.
Yes.
You know, we all want the Hallmark moment.
And how many of us have really had the Hallmark moment?
But we always hope.
Yes.
Hope springs eternal.
It is good hope, yes.
It is good hope. You said, so to be mindful. There was a study done where placed folks into an MRI machine and just said the word no in a harsh tone and watch the brain activity. And so again, that effect that it has on our body. So again, to be mindful of what we say, you know, to use our words carefully, because words truly do matter.
And, absolutely.
Yeah. And again, you know, have some fun when the good is happening, share it. Mary, as you said, you know, we think about it, but we often don't say it. It's easier almost to do that negative, to snap.
Yeah.
So we want, you know, everyone this holiday season, you know, to be safe. Maybe not every moment has to be a Hallmark moment, but enjoy those small moments that are fun, and take the time to have the fun. Again, there's lots of stressors this time of year for everyone.
And that one thing for me that's always tricky too is to remember that while I might have had a Hallmark moment, there are many people out there for whom the holiday season is not full of good memories, and to be mindful of those folks and sensitive to some of their stress levels. And maybe they're not having such a cheery season because of past.
Yes, excellent point. Yeah. So. To respect one another.
Absolutely. Yeah. Excellent, excellent. Well, we are talking with Jody Ahasey and Mary Beth Wilkes of the Violence Prevention Center in Grand Marais. If you'd like to contact them, You can call 387-1262. Anything else you'd like to add, Mary Beth, Jody?
Just to thank, you know, everyone for the wonderful support of the program in this past year, the wonderful support that this community gives to one another, to folks who have been affected by violence in their lives. This is truly an amazing county. So to thank everyone. As we said, you know, be safe this holiday season. Be respectful. Take that deep breath. And wishing you all peace.
Excellent.
And thank you.
And you heard them, people. You're going to have to start putting out some positive words.
Say those five.
Yeah. You have to start keeping track.
That's right.
Excellent. Thank you, gals, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.